The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
You want me to do? The venue is the Stables at Wavendon.
Thank you.
Opening up the Raven and the Blues on this Friday evening, 7 minutes past seven UK time, and also 7 minutes past seven Eastern Standard Time on the East Coast of America on Skybird Radio. If you're listening as a podcast, of course, it's any time of the day you like. Welcome to the programme. Dave Kelly and Christine Collister taking off their new album Live, and the Travelling Gentlemen are the rest of the band too, including Pick Withers from Dire Straits. And I play that, as it's a good opener anyway, a nice version of the Jimmy Reed original. And also because Dave Kelly's going to be our guest in a couple of weeks' time. He just lives around the corner, but I've managed to grab him. He's just finished touring with Christine, and he's heading off again with Paul Jones, and they're doing Scandinavia and then Denmark at the end of this year and the early part of next. Paul Jones is also coming along to be a guest at some stage in the future too, but Dave Kelly's going to be our guest in 2 weeks' time, playing and talking about his amazing career in the blues band, in the blues band and also in the blues industry for many, many years. Talking of live guests, here's somebody who's going to be our guest next week. His name is Eric Bibb.
It's been written in words and signs. No more water, but to find next time. Reap what you sow, got to pay those dues. All our love can save us from the world war blues. TV on, check the 6 o'clock news. People dying, they got the World War Blues. Ain't nobody winning, everybody's gonna lose. And all our love can save us from the World War Blues. Somebody's making money on it, you can bet on that. Come judgment day, you got to pay it all back. This world is burning on a bit of fuse, and all our love can save us from the world war blues.
Isn't that lovely? Taken from an album from many years ago. I was going to play something off his new CD, Diamond Days, but thought, no, he's going to be doing something live, isn't he, from that? So, looking forward to that enormously. Eric Bibb, our guest next week. And that's from an album from I Don't Know When. I spent the whole 4 and a bit minutes while that was playing going through the whole album sleeve notes. I bet you actually it's on the CD, but it's not really that critical. I would say it's about 6 years ago, I would think. It's from round about the beginning of when I was doing The Raven and the Blues. That's a track. The album is called Home to Me, Eric Bibb, and that is World War Blues, and still opposite today as of the day it was written. Looking forward to Eric Bibb sometime on the show next week. And of course, the usual thing will be that we'll have a full hour-long session or thereabouts, which will be available if you want to listen to it online, and then a shortened version on the show itself next Friday. Email address, dave.raven@bfbs.com. For the second week in a row, when I started the show, I've got one of these gooseneck mic stands. You know, it looks like an angle poise light, except there's a microphone at the end of it. And I must admit, the new microphone and holder is pretty heavy. But it just seems, as soon as I open the program and say hello and welcome to The Raven and the Blues, the whole thing gets goes all droopy and drift down towards the ground. I've managed to get my screwdriver out and tighten it up anyway. Where should we go now? Oh, yes, because when I was playing this, when I was putting the program together, I thought, actually, I haven't featured these two gentlemen for a long time, and they sit perfectly alongside Eric Bibb, Piedmont Blues from Cephas and Wiggins, and this is from their album Cool Down and Caroline in the Morning. Difficult to know what you're doing while you're listening to The Raven and the Blues. 7 o'clock in UK means 8 o'clock in Germany and 9 o'clock in Cyprus on a Friday evening. And so it's unlikely you'll be thundering down the autobahn, so I suppose it's possible. And it's probably more likely you're listening at home. And that really is a lovely, relaxing track. If you're endeavouring to drive, it's probably not quite so good. Comes from their album Cool Down, Cephas and Wiggins, John Cephas and Phil Wiggins. Great sound. The album came out 11 years ago in 95, and that's just a lovely, relaxing track called Caroline in the Morning. I've mentioned a couple of live bands, and here's somebody I met towards the end of this week. On Thursday night, I was in Twickenham, and there was a great lineup with Southside Bucky on first, then Stuart Turner, and then the reason why I'd gone to the pub in the first place, and that was Dave Arcari. Now, Dave's been a friend of the programme since the very beginning with his band The Radio Tones, which featured them many times with tracks from their albums over the last 6 years. His last solo release was called Blue Country Steel, and he did some tracks from that on his live set. Here he is with a track called Close to the Edge.
Off and left without a trace, leaving us to hang around, no place to go. It was no way to prepare. Oh, I'm close to the edge, but I ain't over it yet. You pushed me as far as I can go. When the night is dark and the time is right, I'll be waiting for you. Down for those that care, they were none too pleased. Oh, they passed my story on, they tried to calm me down, but I just would not let go. Oh, I'm close to the edge, but I ain't over it yet. You pushed me as far as I can go. When the night is dark and the time is right, I'll be waiting for you.
Voice and great guitar playing. That's the way he was on Thursday. Blue Country Steel, the album came out a couple of years ago, and that's Dave Arcari and Close to the Edge. The life of a musician in the UK hasn't changed in the 30 years since I used to travel on the road. They got up for freight and left Glasgow at 6 o'clock in the morning and drove the, 500 and something miles, I suppose it is, down to London to do a gig. 45 minutes on stage and then drive back the next day. Rock and roll, eh? I gave you the best years of my life. Here's Boo Boo Davis from Drew in Mississippi. His album is called Drew Mississippi. Here's the first track on it. Tell Me What to Do.
Every now and then, y'all might get drunk too. It ain't good for you.
Mississippi Delta, Drew in Mississippi. I was growing up and listening to the blues in the northeast of England, going back quite a few years. I always thought the Mississippi Delta was like a river delta, because we did that geography at school. You know, river deltas like the Ebro in Spain and the Ganges and the Nile, where the river comes and flows out to the sea and expands and becomes this great sort of area of rivulets and sandbars and marshes. And that's what I thought the Mississippi Delta would be, and where it would be, right where the Mississippi hits the Gulf of Mexico, I suppose it would be. And of course, it was long after, I think, when I realized that the Mississippi Delta, the Blues Delta, is actually an area area way up the Mississippi, nowhere near the coast, which used to flood, but then when they were developing it for cotton, they built the levees, controlled the Mississippi rather more, and that's became the cotton fields. And I mention that because, evidently, well, reading the sleeve notes on the CD, Drew in Mississippi is in the heart of the Delta. It's also the richest cotton land in the South, and because of that, large amounts of field workers came to the area to work the cotton, and they, along the way, also brought therefore all the best musicians, because that's where all the people were. And Boo Boo Davis comes from a line of musicians. His father was also a musician too, and he's played blues all of his life. And as it says on the sleeve notes of the album, if I can just find it, it takes a man that had the blues to be able to sing the blues. That is kind of true. Okay, let's turn to the Fair Sex now, and Rory Block. I haven't featured her for quite a while on the programme, not deliberately so, just that's the way it's turned out. And going back to her album of about 4 years ago called Last Fair Deal Gone Down, let's play the title track, written by Robert Johnson. Here's Rory Block.
The last fair deal gone down. If you cry about a nickel, you die. about a dime. Crusade money was mine. My captain sold me on me. Well, my captain sold me on me. My captain saw me, on me. Good Lord, that girl pulled out Island Road. And the last fell deep, gone down. Said the last fell deep, gone down. Said the last fell deep, gone down. Good Lord, that girl pulled out Island Road. I'm working my way. Said I'm working my way back home. Well, I'm working my way back home. Good Lord, and that girl is for down.
Well, we've covered that, I guess, by... Let's think. Eric Clapton, bound to have done. Peter Green, bound to have done too. Obviously Robert Johnson, and probably many others along the way. I should have really just pulled up the database, shouldn't I? That's Rory Block with a very country interpretation of something. It's probably a little bit of perhaps how it sounded at the very beginning when Robert Johnson first did it back in the very early 30s. And that's taken from her album from 3 years ago, title track of the album, in fact. Last Fair Deal, Gone Down. Had some good news, in a sense. I found out from the boss of BFS Radio 2 that they want a Christmas programme the same as they did before, we have done before over the years. The last couple of years, Mark Tarley, who does classic rock on BFS Radio 2 at 7 o'clock on a Saturday evening, under the new timings, we've done a head-to-head, because in the old days we used to be side-by-side on a Saturday night. We're going to do the same again this year, but it's going to be slightly different, whereas before it was classic rock and blues, and I chose the classic rock tracks and he chose the blues tracks, because that's the way it worked out. This year we've decided that because Mark has interviewed so many people over the course of the year for his classic rock programme, as I have for the blues show, we're going to have in the 2 hour special 1 hour of some of the music, not the live recordings we've done, but some of the music from the people we've spoken to and talk about them, and then in the second hour again a mixture of blues and rock. The exact transmission dates aren't fully settled yet. It'll obviously be on the Friday night and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, but there's also going to be a special play out perhaps even on New Year's Eve, which will be rather fine. Also, talking of specialist programmes, Rockola, Dave Simmons, he was round at the Houseboat about a month ago, I guess it would be, and looking at equipment and playing with various bits of kit and what have you, because he's going to be making the programme from his own studio very soon. And he saw my Mose Allison CD and said, oh, he said, he influenced me so much when I was a boy growing up. And it was for me too. Not just David Simmons, but also people like Roger Daltrey were all influenced by Mose Allison. And it was David Simmons said that he always thought that he'd written One Room Country Shack. And I was about to play that track right now, and I thought, no, we'll change things around a bit. What I'll do is I'll play something from Mose Allison and then follow it straight away with One Room Country Shack from the guy that wrote it.
I miss the Saturday dance. I heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't make it without you. I don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the club. I got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? I've been invited on dates. I could have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. Thank you. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memory? I've been invited on dates, could have gone but one far. Awfully different without you, I don't get around much anymore.
From nowhere in this one room country little shack, sitting here a thousand miles from nowhere in this one room country little shack. Lord, my only worldly procession is a raggedy old 11-foot cotton sack. I wake up every night around midnight. People, I just can't sleep no more. I wake up every night around midnight. People, I just can't sleep no more. Crickets and frogs to keep me company, and the wind howling round my door. Some kind of a companion, even if she's dumb, deaf, crippled, and blind.
Yeah, I'm going to find me a companion, even if she's dumb, deaf, crippled, and blind. That's a gentleman called Mercy D. Walton, and the track that he wrote and recorded originally back in 1952. But I guess for many of us, not just Roger Daltrey and David Simmons and myself, but also Georgie Fame here in the UK, we first heard it by Mose Allison. And I think most of us believed that Mose Allison was black as well. But he was a white jazz man, and you heard him before you heard Mercy D. Walton with a track called Don't Get Around Much Anymore, which is a jazz standard which fairly familiar with, I guess. Once again, a fairly wide remit on the programme, the genre being pushed in all the directions, really, of the blues. Hope you like what you're listening to. If you'd like to drop me a line, it's pretty simple. dave.raven@bfbs.com is the email address. Website, of course, bfbs.com/rnb. And there you'll find a chance to hear the programme all over again, a chance to subscribe to the podcast and just get it delivered to your computer whenever there's a new one, which makes life by far the easiest way. And, of course, also a chance to follow all the links. Talking of that, let me just click on the email blues thing here. Blues email. A quick mention to Robert. Thank you, Robert. I haven't got the Jimi Hendrix acoustic album. I'll dig in. I'll see if I can find a copy of it. And yes, it would be lovely if we could be with you in the spring for the 2007 various music festivals across Texas and across the lower half of America anyway. There's still plans for that, as the Australia thing may be shifted to 2008. Also, to Arnie from the USA, thank you again for letting me know about a broken link. I mentioned this last week. Often, websites change, links change, artists change their websites and so on. And if you're clicking on the links on the Raven and the Blues page to one of the record, one of the artists or whatever, and it's broken, if you can let me know, I can then make the alteration, because there's nothing more frustrating for them if you are trying to get through to their site and you can't. Also, Andrew Dark, thank you for your kind email, Andrew. You're back now in the States, but you were in Gibraltar listening there and seemingly listening to me play the blues while you sat in the bar in Gibraltar drinking English beer, brought all the memories of Nyack in New York State back to you. Thanks for your kind comments. And love you to hear from you wherever you are in the world. And we'll just quickly mention the Frapper map. You can put your pin on it. We'll check that in a few minutes' time and see if we've got any new pins for this week. Okay. Across to Denmark now. It's not really a country you associate with the blues, but this is a band called Turnip Greens. They have an album out, their first one with Crossroads and Black and Tan Records, called Carry Me Down the Aisle. And it's very, it takes no prisoners, I think is the best description. It's very uncompromising, very hard-edged blues with a couple of slightly more relaxing tracks. So we'll start, I think, with a quieter one. This one is called Gather My Bones.
Thank you. catch, I'll throw right back again. All I want is guiding light to lead me to my home. Your loving smile and warm embrace, I know I'm not alone. Gather my bones, pick me up, carry me home. Gather my bones, pick me up, carry me home. Lay me down, gather my bones.
I'm doing the program, I wear headphones because otherwise I wouldn't be able to hear the mix of music and me talking and things. And the headphones I've got are fairly, I suppose, you know, sort of high end as they should be for somebody making a radio program. And they amplify the bass quite dramatically. And the bass on that towards the end is amazing. I thought there was, the houseboat was rumbling or there was something going past. It's actually on the CD itself. If you were listening on biggish speakers, you may have heard it yourself, but on a, I suppose on a small radio, you may not. They're called the Turnip Greens, four Danish guys out of, I think, if my memory serves me correct, it's about the second biggest town in Denmark. It's called Aarhus, and it's on the northern sort of the peninsula bit, which goes up from Germany. It's not on the islands. It could be perhaps the biggest town on the islands. Lovely, lovely town. I went there 40 years ago. Influenced, as you could hear, by Dr. John, by Tom Waits, by all the southern Louisiana blues. It's a very striking album. That's a very, well, I was going to say untypical trap, because many of them are more up-tempo. We'll feature more from them in the months to come, weeks to come. But that's called Gather My Bones, and that is Turnip Greens. Well, from Denmark, back to the UK. And here, a gentleman we haven't featured for a while. His name is Paul Cox. The album is Ain't Nothing Doing, and this is That's the Way I Feel.
Ah!
recorded way down in a place called Horton Kirby in Kent. Don't know where that is, but it sounds rather attractive at the Roundel Studios. That's Paul Cox, his latest album, I think, Ain't Nothing Doing, and That's the Way I Feel. Let's keep the tempo going across to the States, and somebody we haven't featured for a long, long time. Her name is Liz Mandeville Greeson. She's got a great voice, and here she is with Look at Me, Look at Me.
Look at me, look at me.
I've got the hips. What should shall I shake my lips or words to that effect? Her name is Liz Mandeville Greeson. She's taken there from the album Every Woman's Blues, the best of the new generation of female blues singers in the States. And that's called Look at Me and Look at Me. That's almost it for the Raven of the Blues this week. Don't forget that we are live guest next week. It's Eric Bibb. Looking forward to that. In session with a couple of acoustic tracks. And also, of course, if it all works out properly, the full length, about an hour, 50 minutes to an hour of Eric Bibb in conversation with some more acoustic tracks available via the internet. And then the week after that, it's going to be Dave Kelly talking about his life playing the blues right from the 1960s right through to the present day. And time, obviously, with the blues band and all the other things he does, including the new album, which we featured earlier on with him and Christine Collister. That's all in the weeks to come. Before we play our final track, quick look at the Frapper map. Again, a few new pins this week. Thank you very much. I mentioned before, there's no way I can tell now unless you put some little words when you've put a pin in the map. I don't know that you're new. Mike Thomas in Wisconsin, in Larson in Wisconsin, and also to Erica, who comes from Octoapec, I suppose, in Oaxaca in Mexico. Thank you for putting your pins on the map. I think I mentioned John Howard last week. Wherever you are in the world, I'd love to see your pin and your name and perhaps a comment from you. Okay, almost it then. Let's close with Bob Dylan. I know Bob Dylan doesn't normally fit within the blues show. We've featured him only once in the last 6 years, and here he is though with a track which we've also featured from Walter Trout. Lots of therefore influences all over the place. This is Girl from the North Country. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fire, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. If you go when the snowflakes storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling winds. Please see if her hair hangs long, if it rolls and flows all down her breast. Please see for me if her hair's hanging long, for that's the way I remember her best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. Where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.